From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
President Trump will be placing a 100% tariff on Russia if there's no peace deal soon in Ukraine.
We're going to be doing very severe tariffs if we don't have a deal in 50 days.
While meeting with the NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte, Trump also announced a new deal to sell top-of-the-line weaponry to NATO, including defensive Patriot missiles meant for distribution in Ukraine. Former President Biden says he made every decision on his own when defending his use of an auto pen while in office. Biden made the comments in an interview with the New York Times. During his final weeks as president, Biden granted clemency and pardoned over 1,500 people. The man charged in the June 1st fire attack against a pro-Israeli group has a hearing Tuesday. Mohammed Soleiman is accused of killing one person and injuring more than a dozen after throwing Molotov cocktails at a crowd marching in support of Israeli hostages being held by Hamas. A Virginia military installation is returning to its original name after several years as Fort Gregg Adams. Chris Caraggio reports.
Officials unveiled a new sign on Friday that renames the facility as Fort Lee. The change was ordered by President Trump earlier this year. The fort is no longer named for former Confederate General Robert E. Lee, but instead honors Private Fitz Lee, a black soldier from Dinwiddie County.
Chris Caraggio reporting. The value of Bitcoin is surging as the House prepares to take up crypto legislation this week. The price of one Bitcoin rose to $122,000 Monday morning and later fell to around $119,000. Bitcoin has been setting new records over the past week, with the House poised to move the Genius Act, the Digital Asset Market Clarity Act, and the Anti-CBDC Surveillance State Act. I'm Brian Shook.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Dangerous flash flooding will be a concern early tonight as some heavy thunderstorms continue to move on through, but those will diminish into the overnight hours. Even as the rain ends, though, watch for flooded roadways it may take a little while for the water to recede in some areas. It'll be warm and sticky, lows in the lower 70s overnight. Uncomfortably humid with some sun tomorrow, maybe an afternoon thunderstorm, highs in the mid 80s. Very warm and humid Wednesday with some sun and an afternoon thunderstorm or two, highs close to 90. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We are looking right now at 72 degrees in Morristown, 73 degrees in Ewing, 73 degrees Turnersville. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.